Tantor Audio presents You're the One by Robin Kay. Narrated by Emily Durante. Chapter 1. Logan Blaze pulled Brianna Collins, no, make that the new Mrs. Storm Decker, into a tight turn and twirled her around the dance floor. As he drew her closer, her floor-length white wedding gown swirled against his legs. Bree's hand relaxed on his shoulder.
Are you and Peyton planning to have your wedding reception here, too?
The thought of Peyton and her family at his family's restaurant in Brooklyn, the Crow's Nest, was enough to make his ass twitch. Her idea of slumming it was staying at the Plaza without an ensuite butler.
The Crow's Nest is a nice place by Red Hook standards, but by Peyton standards, not so much.
I thought California girls were laid back. How'd you two hook up, anyway?
A question he'd been asking himself for some time. He and Peyton were one hell of an unlikely pair, the princess and the pauper. He wasn't a pauper now, but he had been when they got together, not that he publicized the fact. He did his best to never talk about his life before college. He said he was from New York, and if they thought it was Park Avenue instead of Red Hook, all the better. Most people at Stanford didn't know Red Hook, Brooklyn even existed.
We've been together since college. After graduation, I did an internship at her family's vineyard, and I've been working for her dad ever since. You know how it goes on the relationship train. I was just riding along, and one day I realized we'd gone from dating to living together. It was comfortable, and it worked. Marriage just seems like the next stop on the line.
Bree raised one of her very expressive eyebrows at that.
Wow, that sounds so romantic.